Okay, we are picking up on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. I'm sorry, no, we're not picking up on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We are picking up on Mem Hei Amud Beis. We are at Amar Abai, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 10 lines from where the lines start to get wide. So Gemara says, Amar Abai, Niktinan, Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas Mitzvah L'chalek, that if two people are eating together, then it's a mitzvah for them to separate and not to join together to make the Zimun. And again, according to Rashi, Rashi says that this is talking about both for making the motzi and for benching. But according to a lot of Mefarshim, it's just talking about for benching, that each one should do their own separate benching. Tani Nami Hach, we also learn similar to that in the Braisa, Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas, you have two people eating together, Mitzvah L'chalek, and they should separate, they should make their own brachos. B'medvam, when do you say that it's appropriate for them to each make their own bracha? K'sheshneim Sofrim, when they're each one of them are Talmidei Chachamim. So each one is fluent. Again, you have to keep remembering that in those days they didn't have Sidurim, so each one was, they would be doing it by heart. So if each one of them is confident they're going to be able to say the bracha by heart, Baal Peh, then they would go ahead and they would each make their own brachos. But I will echad sofer ve'echad bar. But if you have one of them is a talmid chacham, the other one is an am aretz, or he's not learned. Sofer mevarichu bar yotze. So then in that case, the talmid chacham should do the benching. He should say it out loud, and the person who's not learned should be saying it afterwards. He should be answering amen to the brachos to be able to benching with him. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hamilsa, Amritzana, I said this thing, Vimritzak Meshmeid, Rav Zera Kavasi, and then I heard that Rav Zera said the same thing like me. Shlosh Shachlu Ka'achas. So this comes up all the time. You are eating a meal, you're eating, two people or three people eating together. One of them wants to leave early, okay? And he asks, hey guys, can you stop eating so that we can go ahead and we can start benching? So, Gemara says, if you had shlosh shalchakas, three people are eating together, echamasik l'shnayim, so one person has to stop. If two of the people want to leave, and the third one still wants to keep eating, then, you know, we all have that one friend who is always like the slowest eater of the group. So then the two people can tell the third guy, hey, stop eating while we make the zimun, and then you can start eating again afterwards. Echad masik l'shnayim, av ein shnayim masik l'echad, but two people do not have to stop their eating. If one guy wants to leave early, he cannot force them to say, hey, stop eating so that we can go make the Zima now. And instead, he has to go ahead and he would have to wait until they finish eating. So Gemara says, well, do we find that if you have two people who are, do we find that if two people are eating, that they don't have to interrupt their meal if one person wants to leave? Rav Papa stopped eating for his son, Abamar, V'chad, and another person also that was there. So you see that they did stop for one person that was leaving. So my answer is, Shani Rapup is different. The Lefnim Mishur said, then Huda, but he was going, yeah, you don't have to stop. He was being nice, so he said, okay, I'll stop, and therefore, you know, I'll wait until you, we'll stop eating while you go ahead and bench. But Al-Pi Halacha, they did not have to wait for him. They could have kept eating and made him wait until they were ready to bench, and then they would have benched together. Okay, next Gemara says, Yehuda Mar Mirema, you see, you have, okay, you have a story that's going to kind of bring this all together. Yehuda bar Meremar, Umar bei Ravashi, Rav Acha Medifti, Krachi Rifta Ba'adadi. So these three people, Yehuda bar Meremar, Mar bei Ravashi, and Rav Acha Medifti, were eating bread. Lo hava b'hucha to have a muflug mechavri. And neither one of them was any more special, so to speak, than its friend. We are we're on the second wide line on Mem Hei Amud Beis. So neither one of them was, in other words, they were all on an equal level of learning. So, a liberal lahus, and they didn't know. In other words, if one of them would have been more learned than the other one, so they would have honored him with benching. But because they were on the same level, they said, "Okay, we're all on equal footing." So what'd they do? So they said, Amri, they said, when do we say that three people who eat together, that they have to go ahead and they have to make a zimun? That's if you have one person who's superior to the other two and is learning, so then you honor that person that he leads them in benching. But when you have that everyone is really on the same level, that they're all at the same level of learning, so chilik brachosad, if it's better, that for each one of them to go make their own benching, rather than to have one person bench for everyone else. So the Gemara says, and Baruch Inish Malafshin, and that's what they did. Each one did their own benching. They didn't make a Zimun. Each one of the three did his own benching. They did it separately. They didn't do Rabbi Sain of Arech. And again, because again, The understanding is that it used to be that if someone was going to do a Zimun, that he would actually do the whole benching for everybody. So here they said, you know what, it's better for each one of us to go to do the benching by ourselves. So then later on, they came to the Rebbe, Asalim Kami Dimereimar, they came before the Rebbe Dimereimar, and they told him that we had this situation where the three of us were all together, and we didn't let anyone lead the other one. We just all benched, each one made his own benching. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Yidei Bracha Yitzasim, so you were Yotze, your obligation to bench, but you day zimun lo yitzasim, but you do not fulfill the obligation for zimun. V'chi tamru nedru mezamin. So maybe you're going to say, maybe you're going to say, okay, so let's go back now and say rabosai nevareich. Again, it's almost kind of counterintuitive that they'd be able to do this because they already benched. But they said maybe we should go. But maybe you're going to say we should go back and say rabosai nevareich. Then yishem Hashem v'rach, and again without doing the actual benching. And he said, no, you can't do that. Ain't zimun l'mafreya, because there is no zimun. Once you blew it. If they would have done the zimun beforehand, then they're able to do it. Once they decide to bench, then they're not able to do that. And Mefarshim just explained that what their thought process was is they thought that maybe there's a concept of a almost like a public benching and a private benching, that each one individually had an obligation to bench privately, and they did that. So they thought, okay, but there's still this public obligation that we have when three people eat together, that we have to make a zimun, and he said that there's no such thing. Once you have taken care of the benching aspect of it, then you don't go back and follow it up with anything else. You're not able to do anything else. Well, again, they wouldn't be saying a bracha at that point. They wouldn't be benching again. They would just be saying the opening tefillah of Rabosai Nevareich and the pre-benching part, because that they would consider that to be a separate. It's called like a bracha, but it's really not. It's not a bracha that you're saying like bracha to Hashem. Okay, Gemara says Bo Matzon Kashen Mevarchim. So okay, what happens now? You walk in. You do not eat with people. And you walk in, and they are in the middle of making a mezumen. So what is it that you're supposed to answer? You're not supposed to answer what everyone else is saying. There's different words you're supposed to say. So ba matzan kashem mevarachim, if you come in, and you hear that they're doing, again, this rabosai nevareich, mahu amar acharein, what is it that you're supposed to answer after them? So razvid amar baruch mevarach, he says, you say that Hashem should be blessed in forever. And Rav Papa amar ona amen, you just say amen. And Tosfos says that he says that you don't just say baruch mevarach, but you actually say, Baruch Hu Mevarach Shmo Tamid Le'olam Vad. But that's what the tefillah you're supposed to say. So again, you come in, they're making a mezumen, you did not eat with them, you didn't have cake, you didn't, whatever, you are walking in on a mezumen. So the Gemara has an argument, what are you supposed to say? V'lo pligin, they don't argue. Hadash kechinu deka amri nevarech, v'hadash kechinu deka amri baruch. So again, when they do the mezumen, so they go Rabosai Nevareich, and then each, you know, everyone answers, then the person who's leading it answers, and then he says, Nevarech Shechanu Mishalo. Okay, so when it says Nevarech, it's talking about that second Nevarech. So someone walked in and he said Nevarech Shechanu Mishalo. So if someone walks in and he says Nevarech Shechanu Mishalo, okay, then you would say, this Baruch Mevarach, or the longer wording that Tosfos said. But when we say, if you came in at the end, where they already said, Baruch Shechanu Mishalo Tzvochinu, that we ate from him, that you can't say, that you're going to be agreeing with that, because you didn't have anything to eat. So if you came in and they were saying the first half that says, Nevarach Shechanu Mishalo, then you would say the Baruch Mevarach. But if you came in and you said, Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishalo, then in that case, all you're going to say is Amen, because, again, you can't say anything else. You can't say that you also ate, because you weren't eating in that situation. Where it says, Tani Chada, Ha'ona Amen Achar Kol B'chosav, Harizem Meshubach. If someone answers Amen after all of his brachos, so that's very praiseworthy. V'tanya Idach, Harizem Megunah. And others say that if you do it, it's disgusting. So what's... Again, so what is it referring to? So Gemara says, Lokasha, Haba Bonu Yushalayim, Haba Shar Brachos. If it's Bonu Yushalayim, which you're bundling the brachos together, so we say, Amen. And then we each answer Amen to our own bracha. But for all other brachos, you're not supposed to, where they're not bundled, you're not supposed to be answering Amen to that. If you do, that's disgusting. But for benching, that's when we do all say Amen. Abai Anile Bekala. Abai, when he was, again, Abai would be benching for all of the workers that he had. So when he was benching, he would raise his voice. When he got to B'nai V'rachamav Yishlaim, I mean, he would say it loudly. Why? Because Atov HaMetiv La Doraisa. Because we're going to learn in a couple of blot, the bracha of Atov HaMetiv was instituted for the Haruge Beitar, which the Gemara is going to talk about that story. So they found their bodies were preserved, and they were able to bury them, even though it had been out for a very long time. So he said it out loud when he got B'nai V'rachamav Yishlaim Amein. He said that very loudly, because that way he was letting his workers know, you finished listening to the benching, that's Doraisa. And now this next bracha, Tova Meitiv, is Drabanan, and you don't have to stick around for that. You should go back to work. Okay? So he didn't want them wasting time. Not wasting time, it's the wrong thing, because again, a Drabanan is still a Drabanan, but it was quote-unquote only Drabanan. So he said for the workers, they don't stay to say a bracha Drabanan. They would go back and start doing the work that they were supposed to be doing, so he would say it loudly. Rav Ashi, Anilei Belechisha, Rav Ashi, when he was doing it for his workers, he would say it very quietly so that he was saying to himself, B'nei V'rachamav Yishlaim Amen. He was answering Amen after his brachos, but he didn't want to answer it out loud. Why? Ki hech delo nizalzalu batov ametiv. He didn't want that the workers were going to think that the bracha batov ametiv is only a drabanan, that they're going to think it's nothing much, and you know, because they're all going to leave without saying it. So therefore, he would say quietly that part, and he would still say atov ametiv out loud for them as well. Turning now to Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Rav Zera Chalosh, Rav Zera got sick. Olagabe, Rav Avo came to visit him. Kabbalah lay, and Rav Avo said, Mispach Katina Charech Shaki, that if this was his nickname, he says, if the short man with burnt thighs gets better from his illness, Avinna Yoma Tovel Rabbanon, I'm going to make a yantar for the Rabbanon. We all had nicknames growing up, so his nickname was the short man with burnt thighs, and the reason why he was called that was because every 30 days, he would sit in an oven. He wanted to make sure that he was on a level that the fires of Gehenna would not be able to burn him. And so every 30 days, he would test himself. Again, not recommended. He would test himself to see if the fire had any effect on him. And one time, he's sitting in the oven, and someone gave an ayin hara, and he got a burn on his thigh. So they called, and he was short. So they called him the short man with burnt thighs. It's not like, you know, calling someone ace or buckaroo, but it was, you know, so that's what he called him. So he says, if he gets better, I'm gonna make a big celebration to celebrate that he got better.
Who is this,
Reb Zera was the one that got sick. Reb Zera was the one who was short and would sit in the oven every 30 days to see how he's feeling. And Reb Avo said that if he gets better, then I'm gonna make a suda soda because he got better. Yes. So what happened? So he got better. Abatsudas Lakul Rabbanan, and Rabavo made a big suda for all the Rabbanan that were there. Kimati Lamishrei, when it came time to start the meal that they were going to eat, Amar Leil Rabzeira, so Rabavo said to Rabzeira, Lishla Amar, go ahead, you know, you're the guest of honor because you were the one that was sick. We're making this suda for you. He says, go ahead, why don't you make the motzi for everybody? So Amar Leis, so Rav Zera said to him, Lo Sover Lamar Lahad Rav Yochanan, Da Amar Bala Bias Botseya, don't you hold like what Rav Yochanan said, that the Bala Bias, whoever the host is, he's the one that's supposed to be breaking the bread. And the Gemara is going to explain why soon. So he's the one that's supposed to be breaking the bread. So why are you asking me to do it? So therefore, Sharal Hus Rav Avo said that Rav Zera was right, and he went ahead and he made the motzi, and he passed out the bread to everyone. Kimati Lavrucha, when it was time to bench, so Amar Leitz, Rav Avo said to Rav Zera, Nivrach Lamar. So okay, you didn't want to make the motzi because you were right that I'm the host and therefore I should make the motzi. But why don't you go ahead and lead us in benching? So Amar Leitz, Rav Zera said to him, Lo Sover Lamar Lahad Rav Huna D'min Bavel De Amar. Don't you hold like Rav Huna who said, but say I'm Mevarech, that the one who made the motzi at the beginning of the meal, he's the one that should lead everyone in benching. And what Rav Avo, why did not, what, he didn't remember that the person who made the motzi is also supposed to do the benching, so why didn't he do it? Why was he offering it to Rav Zera? He holds, Ki hadam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, that Balabai Svotseyav Arech Mavarech, that the host is the one that's supposed to make the motzi, and the guest at the table is the one that's supposed to bench. Why? Balabai Svotseyav, the reason why the host is supposed to make the motzi is Kadesh Yitza Ba'ayin Yafib, so that when he's giving out the bread, he's going to give it out generously. Because if someone's a guest and he's giving out the bread at the table, so he's not sure how much he's supposed to be giving out. He doesn't know how much food there is. So therefore, he's going to be very stingy with the with the food that he's passing out. So therefore, the host of the house is the one that's supposed to be giving out the motzi. But Arach Mavarach, the reason why the guest is the one that's supposed to bench, Kadesh Shivarach Balabayas, because he's supposed to give a bracha to the Balabayas, which the Gemara is going to go through what that bracha is right now. So therefore, we have the host is the one that gives out the bread, and we have that the guest is the one that would make the that would bench, because he would then make the special yihiratzon that was in benching. My Mavarach, what is this bracha that the guest would say? So he would say, yihiratzon shelo yevosh Balabayas v'lo mazeh, that that my host should not be embarrassed in this world, and he should not be embarrassed in the world to come either. Which, again, nowadays, I mean, when I was growing up, I never heard this growing up. I don't think anyone ever did it. And now it's very commonplace when you're eating in someone's house that they have, most of the benchers now have this Yehi Ratzon in there. So Rabbi Moshe Badvarim, and Rabbi would add on to this bracha that we just said, and he would say, he should be successful with all everything that he has. And his property and our property should be successful, and it should be close to the city. Meaning, not only should he have success with the property that he owns, but he should also it should be near him. Because a lot of times a person can be successful, but he has to travel on the road all the time to be able to make the money. So he's giving a bracha that not only should be successful, but he should be close to the city where he's living. And the Satan shouldn't have any, shouldn't be able to have any power over him or any of the work that he has. He should not be able to have before them any thoughts of chet, vaver, v'oven, are three different levels of sinning. He should not be able to have any. He should not be able to have any power over that. We will stop here.